We're happy you've joined us. Carl Nathy here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Welcome into our live coverage of the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Basketball Sweet 16. We're at Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington. This, the Elite Eight day, if you will. Earlier in the ball game, the first one of the day, McCracken County beat Bowling Green 47-41. Second straight trip to the semifinals in this tournament for McCracken County from far western Kentucky. Coming up in just a few minutes at 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central, it's Butler out of Region 6 in Louisville against Franklin County, Region 11. And Franklin County Lady Flyers and Joey Thacker, no stranger to this Sweet 16. And head coach Candace Wheeler doing a great job getting the Butler Barretts, a five-time state champion Butler High School, getting their program back into the spotlight. Later on today, we'll have Sacred Heart, the defending three times in a row state champion, going against Bethlehem. That's the 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central game. And the nightcap at 8:30, 7:30 Central, is Cooper from Northern Kentucky against Henderson County. The voice of the EKU Colonels, Greg Stottlemyre, will have the play-by-play. And joining him, the former standout, both high school and college, as a player, and then coach, Mina Todd, for our expert analysis and commentary. Again, we're just a moments away from tip-off, the second game in Day 3 of the Sweet 16, the Morgan and Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at StuffRecycling.com. That's StuffRecycling.com.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Joey Thacker, head coach Franklin County, 51-30 win over North Laurel, and your defense was really good, plus 8 rebounds and 27.5% field goal shooting by your opponent.
Yeah, our kids have really balled in on that end of the floor all year long. You know, we did some things personnel-wise against them that our kids really concentrated on and followed through with, and I thought our rebounding was a difference, especially early, because we didn't give a bunch of second shots, you know.
When you look at what happened in that first half, Juliana Frazee goes down with the ankle injury. Right. I could see she was in pain. And then the heartache of not being able to play. Your team pulled it through. But right. She's 6'2". She's a junior. And you're going against a team that's got size inside. Mm-hmm. So what's the status on her? And how do you deal with it if she can't play?
Well, we don't know until we get out there, really. She's going to try to warm up. She won't be able to play more than 6 or 8 minutes, probably, if she can go. May use her just defensively, almost make it like a football thing, you know, try to sub her in on some dead balls, let her go down and bang around a little bit, and just waste fouls if we have to. So we'll see, but, you know, we've got a work cut out for us in the post without her.
Yeah, that UK commit is really good. And Ramiah White, 6'3", senior, and she had 16 in Butler's win. Where can you, do you have to push her off the block? What's the most important thing to neutralize her a bit?
Well, I think you got to push her off the block, and then I think more than anything else, she can't play volleyball with it when the ball's shot. You know, so she had a couple putbacks, and you can't foul her. You've got to double her and make her kick it, but then again, you got to make her kick it to the right people because they shot the ball from three well, too.
They turned up the pressure in a really good fourth quarter and created turnovers by Anderson County. That's the one thing I noticed. Your turnover turnover total as a team was a little higher than I know you would want in the opening
round.
Right.
Well, our guards are young, and that's the problem of being on a big stage like this is a freshman and sophomore handle the ball most of the time for us. Against Butler's pressure, we may have to bring a post up and step her away from the basket and try to relieve pressure that way and make her play out on the floor. You know, so we got a variety of things we've talked about going to try, but we can't have any live ball turnovers where we just throw it to them, they lay it in like Anderson County did.
You know what Wheeler did do, though? You're a freshman guard, 9 assists.
Yeah, she's gotten better. The confidence that she's gained against our schedule is really paying off this time of year. And she's a gym rat. She's only going to get better. And this is only going to help her as she gets older.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Joey Packer, head coach Franklin Kelly. We'll hear from Candace Wheeler of Butler next here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Each 8-ounce glass of milk contains 13 essential nutrients like 4 B vitamins to help you stay energized and 8 grams of high-quality protein to help you refuel and build lean muscle. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit TheDairyAlliance.com. TheDairyAlliance.com.
Clark's cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return. Refresh. Refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Kenneth Wheeler, head coach of Butler, joins us now. Quarterfinal round against Franklin County. Impressive closeout Wednesday against Anderson County, 13-3 run. You guys were 8 of 8 from the field and hit both of your threes.
Yeah, I mean, I think we just kind of just locked in, especially defensively. And I think defensively it just kind of led to our offense. And I've always talked about that. And we banked in 2 threes and we made some key free throws down the stretch.
How'd you handle your off day?
Yeah, so we got up, ate some breakfast, we did a practice, we kind of, you know, went to the mall, and I just kind of kept them out, so they just, you know, were just relaxed and loose and kind of did what they wanted to do, and then we watched some film and settled in. I collected those phones, and we got up this morning and ate breakfast, and they got some time, so.
5'3 senior guard Amari Gobert, 11 in the second half. I thought she was the key to really igniting that second half.
I do. She's come a long way. In the beginning of the year, she didn't really play a lot, but then asked coach, like, what do I have to do, you know, to get some more playing time? And she trusted that process, and look at her now.
like your team, your opponent today shot well in their first game in Franklin County, 51.4%. They were 83% in the fourth quarter. What do you have to do defensively to slow them down?
Yeah, Coach Thacker does a great job with his teams. We just got to play us. We just got to stay poised. They hit a couple shots. It's a game of runs. We just got to stay poised and obviously guard that three. But, I mean, that's why it's March right now, right? So we just got to stay poised and play our game.
Juliana Frazee is going to try to warm up, but it seems like doubtful that she'll play. If that happens, you're going to have an advantage inside.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have for most of the season. You know, sometimes we'll play teams that have a big. But, we just got to play our game and not think about that. If she plays, she plays. If not.
You guys got caught up in a little parade traffic, I understand, here late, but that, I mean, dress, get out on the court and go get them.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's nothing new, you know. I'm good. They're going to be good. We'll figure it out.
Okay, good luck today.
Thank you.
All right, that's Candace Wheeler of Butler. We'll have more after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy Factory Direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, by Clark's Pumpin' Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA, Return, Refresh, Refuel, and by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? It'll be Franklin County, the Lady Flyers against the Butler Barretts in our second of four quarterfinal games. McCracken County has already moved on. Franklin County 31-6, and Butler at 27-8. Franklin County has won now 17 in a row, and Butler has won 8 in a row as we meet the Clark's Pumpin' Shop starting lineups. First of all, for Franklin County, with the injury to Juliana Frazee, who did warm up, not in the lineup, the normally forward, the center will be Kiana Taylor, third leading rebounder at 5 a game. And at the two forwards will be Madison Jackson, 5'8 junior, 7.7 a game, and Rachel Shropshire, 9.5 points for the 6'1 senior, third on the team. Two guards, Logan Kennedy, 5'7 sophomore, gets a start, second leading rebounder, 7 points a game as well. And the other guard is Leia Hogan,
She is the leading scorer at 11.2 a game. She is a 5'6 junior. Jackson Hogan, Shropshire, along with Kennedy and Taylor for Franklin County. The Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineup for the Butler Barretts stays the same way it did in their Game 1 win over Anderson County. The point guard is Anisha Russell. She is a junior, averaging 5.1 a game. Also at guard, the shooting guard is Amari Gobert, 11 points in the opening round for the 5'3 senior. In the center is Ramiah White, the Kentucky commit. 11.4 is her season average, led the team with 16 points in the opening round win. Power forward is Mariah Knight. Her average at 15.3 leads the team, had 10 in the opening round. Second leading rebounder ball behind White, about a half rebound less. And also in this lineup, the small forward is Z Bradley. She is a 5'4 senior. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Time down for the Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients in the game. My partner, Mina Todd, has that. Mina?
Good afternoon, Greg. I'm looking forward to a great game today. And for Butler, the Barretts, to be successful, they're going to have to get a hand in the three. At that three-point line, get those hands up and limit some of the offensive firepower that Franklin has from that three-point line. They're going to have to own the boards. So they got to block out against the size and quickness of Franklin County and keep their composure. As their coach said, it's going to be a game of runs. Keep their composure throughout the course of the game. For the Franklin County Lady Flyers, ball pressure. Put a lot of pressure on these Butler Barrett guards. Limit Butler's offensive rebounds and take care of the basketball.
That's our Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned later in the broadcast, and we will name them. And we're going to name the officials for you right now. Daniel Grigsby is the referee. His umpires are Kenneth Kegley and Quentin Horton. The alternate is Josh Birdsong. Away we go at Rupp Arena to determine who is going to be the opponent against McCracken County in the first semifinal tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And two more games coming up tonight. And then we're down to the final four. Butler Barretts averaging 58 a game and scored 58 in the opening round. Broke away from a 42-all tie in the fourth quarter with a 13-3 run where they were perfect from the field. Franklin County averages 61.5, gives up 42.5 coming into the tournament. They scored 51 over North Laurel, but held them to 30 points and just 27.5% shooting. Franklin County wears the gold. They'll work away from their bench. If you watch it on video, it'll be to your right, and as we call it, across the way to the left in the white uniforms, Franklin County, the Lady Flyers. I should say Butler is in the white. Franklin County, as we said, in the gold. Butler, the Barretts, they've got a long tradition. Franklin County, Butler Barretts have won 5 championships. Franklin County has been on the doorstep 3 times as a runner-up. They both love to get to the Final Four and give it a go on Saturday. Butler wins the tap, and the Lady and the Barretts, and we've got a knockover of a screener. Gobert got blasted, and it should be a foul on Franklin County, and it is on Madison Jackson. She didn't see the good screen there.
Well, and Franklin County needs to be communicating those screens to her player so that that doesn't happen.
Now they'll retool the offense after the opening foul. This is Anisha Russell up high right to Knight. Goes down low to White. White turns and misses. Taps the rebound. The ball goes to the corner. Saved in. Franklin County's got it. Here come the Flyers. Right to left to forecourt. Logan Kennedy. Right wing Shropshire. No good on the shot and the rebound. Defensively for Butler's White, who averages 7.5 a game. Now into the hands of the guard, Russell. She'll penetrate the paint. Got to the cup and missed a runner. Got her own rebound off of deflection. They'll reset.
Two great looks for Butler, just unable to knock them down.
And to be in for Franklin County as Shropshire tracks Russell. Head of the key to White around left. Turning the corner, head of the key, Bradley got loose and put it in.
There they go. Great drive give credit to the screen by Mariah White to free her up.
Driving lanes have been open so far for Butler, and they're 1 of 3 when they got to the cup. High right with the basketball is Taylor getting the start today. Now they feed it low. She got it back and knocked out of bounds and a block by 6'3 senior Ramaya White.
And she's like, get that out of here. And she did a good job just keeping her hands up with not getting called for a foul.
Baseline out of bounds. Leah Hogan will bring it in. Got it to a teammate who got loose on the baseline left side, and Logan Kennedy ties the game at 2.
Great play by Logan Kennedy. She faked the handoff and then took it baseline, scored that layup.
Russell is a junior. She's running the point to the foul line. Picks up the dribble. High left to Knight. Off to the left side, Gobert. She missed the three. Gobert had that big second half with 11 points. 3 of 5 from 3. The opening round on Wednesday, Shropshire. In transition, passed up a shot. Now Kennedy. Logan Kennedy. Dribbling in place in the Block K of UK here at Rupp Arena. Home of the Kentucky Wildcats, men's and women's teams. At the foul line, and a looping pass to Jackson, and she'll miss the 14-footer just inside the lane. The rebound pulled down by Knight. Their second leading rebounder at over 7 a game. Lob inside to White. And she's fouled. She turns, misses, and she'll go to the line for 2 tosses, where she's a 63% shooter.
They can get that all day long. Every time she's posting up, she's got the size advantage.
She was 5 of 6 in the regional semifinals from the line, 4 of 6 in the quarterfinals, and 4 of 4 from the foul line in the regional title game. Just 2 foul shots and hit them both. In the opening round of the state tournament, she misses her first free toss here. One more for the right-hander. 11.4 average. Tied at 2. Now it's 3-2 in favor of Butler.
Butler dropping back in a man-to-man pressure defense.
Logan Kennedy on this college court across the dividing line. Drives around the defender and to the goal and missed it. She got around Bradley, got to the goal and missed it, and then stole the outlet pass off the defensive rebound, and then it's stolen back with quick hands. What a play by Russell. She's running the transition. Over to Knight, who air ball, the 15-footer. Stay 3-2. Butler now looking for their first lead. Baseline right, Hogan. Got it down low to Taylor. Put it up, no, hit the side of the backboard. Offensive rebound, another chance. Into the corner right side. Too long out of the corner by Jackson. Offensive rebound, Shropshire. Chance after chance. Another try, Jackson. Another miss. And White the rebound. Boy, they have chance after chance. Gobert runs the break. And off the fingertips of the player cutting under the goal, Mariah Knight, turnover.
Well, if you're going to turn the ball over, throwing it long like that is not a terrible thing, because now Butler can set their defense and slow down the break.
3-2 Butler. They give Ramaya White a breather, bring Amari Robinson in. Give up about 6 inches on the sub. White needs a breather on the bench, grabs a water bottle, sits down just up from the coaching staff. 4.5 first half, low scoring in this first quarter. 3-2 throw over the defense, catch, back, miss. Franklin County crowd wanted to travel. We got a player down in transition just in. Robinson, and she misses but draws the foul. Joey Packer wanted a foul on the other end. And all of our attention now down to Anijah Russell, who on that play was down on the court. The training staff out looking at her.
Well, let's hope she's okay.
Donna Smith is the trainer. Her head coach, Candace Wheeler, out as well. And I know Candace played for you at Manual High School, and she was injured when you got to the state tournament here her freshman year.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, we could have used her. We ended up losing the state championship with 0.4 seconds to go on a putback. Not that I remember anything about that game all these years later.
You know, I know all you great coaches, and I had a long career with Roy Kidd, the football coach at Eastern Kentucky, who's in the top 10 all time in college football and wins, who passed away last September. And when you talk to a coach, all coaches, especially the great ones, they win championship after championship. What do they talk about?
The ones they didn't win.
Exactly.
Yes. And we can remember everything about it. It's looking like it might be her knee they're working on.
So she hit the deck hard in that game. It's 3-2, but it's been well played. But Neither team able to buy buckets. Franklin County 1 of 9 and Butler 1 of 5 as they attend to the player that's down on the court here.
I really like the scrappiness of Franklin County. They've caused some problems for Butler, but Butler also doing a great job defensively.
So down on the court at 418, now up and walking to the bench under her own power is Nyjah Russell, who got to start today at point guard. And Candace Wheeler will bring her team around her, the starting five and top. She was Candace Bingham before she got married when she played for you. Played in Luxembourg, Germany, and Puerto Rico. Played 2 years at Xavier, 2 years at U of L on that runner-up team in the 2009 NCAA tournament. All Big East first team. WNBA draft pick. Been at five different colleges as an assistant. And a foul shot no good for Amari Robinson. As a team, 63% shooting coming into this tournament for the Bearettes from the foul line. Second one, front rim, no good. Offensive rebound, put back up Knight, and they say she's fouled on the put back.
Crowd does not like that. Speaking of the crowd, looks like we got a really good crowd in here for this afternoon game.
Joey Thacker stuffed his arms together. Not happy with back-to-back calls and another missed foul shot as Knight got the offensive rebound and drew the foul on Kiana Taylor. And that is a foul on her going up on the board. And now the second foul shot good by Knight for her first point. 4-2 in favor of Butler. Turning the corner right side, Logan Kennedy. Found a cutter through the lane. Contact put up as they got it across the lane to Taylor. Couldn't get the shot to go, but she'll have two tosses at the line.
Yeah, Butler's weak side defense, just a little late rotating there. Great execution by Franklin County. Drove it to the basket hard, drew the defender to her, and then pitched it off to her teammate.
With about 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go, Taylor with that foul picked up her second. She was aggressive on the offensive side, and now she's to the line. After fouling, she gets fouled. Makes it 4-3 as Franklin County looks to tie it here for the second time. And low scoring first 4 minutes. Taylor, perfect. She was 4-6 from the foul line the other day, and her 51-31 over North Laurel tied at 4.
Free throws are big during these state tournament games. They're always big, but especially on this stage of the game.
Yeah, Franklin County 11-15 in the opening round. Just 6-8 for Butler. They didn't have any tosses. Franklin County showing zone here. As Bradley runs the point, over to Gobert. Gobert right side. Go low to White. Tipped away. Good anticipation of the low post. Right block B.
Great defense. Because she had her posted.
Third turnover of the day by the Bearettes. Here's Shropshire. Hand off and trying to fight through the handoff. And it is a foul on Bradley.
Yep. Number five, Bradley, was late jumping to the pass.
Let's go to Carl real quick.
The sideline report, as you can see, Greg, Nyjah Russell is checking back in. That's good news. The training staff evaluated her right knee. They placed a little piece of athletic wrap or ace bandage under that knee on the right knee. She already had a small wrap on the left one, but she looks back to normal and ready to go. She's out there.
And Micaiah Weaver comes in first time out in 9 assists. Game Shropshire, low block left, catch, shoot, right over the player that you mentioned, Carl, and Nyjah Russell, who came in. And Shropshire, who led him with 14 on Wednesday, scores her first two in the first lead for Franklin County, and the and one coming.
That's a great strong cut. You got to jump to the pass and cut that cutter.
Foul shot missed after the foul by Russell. She tracks down the rebound. Neither team shooting well from the foul line here of late. Here's a three off the left side. Splashing good for Malia Patrick, who just came into the game. Her first three. She was 2 of 3 in the opening round.
Picking up right where she left off in her first game.
Second lead switch along with two not-ups of the scoreboard. Driving right side. Hogan, stop and go dribble, got loose, and then did she lose the ball out of bounds? Did. Lost the handle, turnover. Butler's made too many of them, four, and they've only forced one. You look at Franklin County now, in a game plus this quarter, they have forced 20 turnovers. They were negative 4 in turnover margin the other day. Right now, they are plus 3.
they're going to have to do a better job, and that's one of the keys, is limiting their turnovers, taking care of the basketball.
So good news. We're now at 4:18. Russell back in, drives, kick it left side, hot shooter, same young lady, same result from Aliyah Patrick. Finder and let her produce.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for a better time for her to step up and knock down big-time shots.
6-0 run, thanks to her shooting on the left side of the court. And it's 10-6 Butler. Now the new guard, the freshman Wheeler, whistle. Out on the guard line, a little hand-checked foul. They're going to clean that up. The foul will be on Patrick, who's hit the two shots. Timeout. Early on, 2:35, first quarter. Butler 10, Franklin County 6, and the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
UK Healthcare is the number one hospital in Kentucky and the title sponsor of the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament, which begins Wednesday next week. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine. Butler leads 10-6, a back-to-back threes as we zoom across the court to Carl Meek.
Thanks, Greg. This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. These are fun facts about Louisville Butler and Franklin County High Schools. Louisville Butler, founded in the mid-50s, named for Suda Butler, a woman who is a longtime teacher and administrator in Kentucky, of course. Louisville, the home of the Kentucky Derby. Butler has 1,408 students. Franklin County High School opened in 1958 in our state's capital city, 973 students. When it opened in 58, it consolidated Elkhorn, Bridgeport, Bald Knob, and Peaks Mill High Schools all into one. Back to you.
Thank you, Professor Dathy. Turning the corner right side, Jackson all the way to the goal, but White walled off and may have gotten a part of it, and it's a missed shot. Quickly the other way, Patrick coming off the bench and producing big on a 6-0 run. And it came over 49 seconds. High left, crossover dribble. Russell to the goal, blocked away by Shropshire. Inside defense, both teams has been excellent here in this first 6 minutes of the game.
They got some great rim defenders, both teams.
And Wheeler in at guard, over to Kennedy, passed up a three, Wheeler. And now the backup player today, but the normal starter has checked into the game and watched that space. Juliana Frazee, 9.8 a game, the 6'2 junior, also their leading rebounder. She injured her right ankle late in the first half, swelled up a little bit. It's a lateral sprain. You can see the brace on her right ankle. Let's see how long she can go. And you're just so glad that she could even get back and play. I know she was devastated in pain on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's good to see, because you never want to lose a player at any point in the season, but especially during the Sweet 16.
One more foul shot coming, first made to stop the 6-0 run. Franklin County within three, and the second one pure as well, as Madison Jackson delivers. She had three the other day, two-point game. One player falls down for Franklin County, 5-on-4. Corner left side by Bradley. Go low to White, well defended in the battle. And the player we just talked about, Frazee, wins the battle defensively with a battle way and getting up court pretty well. Got it out.
She did a great job sprinting the floor, getting back.
That is going to be a really good battle in the post. She's camped at the foul line or the back to the basket as they bring it to Shropshire down the right side. Now up to the backup point guard, the freshman Wheeler. Wheeler wheels the dribble to the foul line, flips it over left side Jackson. She goes inside, foul.
Body foul by White as she got into the driver, Jackson.
Yeah, Bremaia just needs to slide over and stand tall, hold her ground, and that would intimidate a player and also alter a shot.
See, just a little bit of a limp as you watch White walk away from one of her teammates after a conversation. And Jackson has gone 3 for 3 from the foul line. If she could go 4 for 4, we will have our third tie of the game. One more coming for Madison Jackson. All presidential name right there. Missed it. 1:08 to go.
I like that, by the way.
They got a little presidential on their roster. Out high right is Patrick. She'll go from 13 and miss after hitting 2 threes to the left side. Rebound falls into the hands of Logan Kennedy. One of 2 Kennedys on this roster. Now Wheeler into the lane, tipped away, got it back. Finds Jackson. Jackson backs away from the defensive Bradley. 39 seconds, first quarter. Wheeler shoved off right in front of the officials. Used a little fender bender right there to push off.
She sure did, but give Gobert some credit. She did a nice job sliding over and getting good defensive position to draw that charge.
One thing I've noticed in some of these teams that are advancing, how on-ball defense, how good they are to stay in front of the player that they're guarding. And I think what caught me the most was Sacred Heart last night. Their defense was high level.
High level and just good ball pressure, good off-the-ball defense.
Franklin County down 1, 10-9. They play D. Last half minute of the opening 8 here in the second of 4 quarterfinal games. Picking up the dribble, Patrick, and we got a foul. Falling into her was Charlie Kennedy, who came in. She is a 5'5 junior. Her first foul, played 5 minutes the other day.
It was a good hustle by Charlie Kennedy trying to battle over that screen. Just got her feet tangled up and ended up falling.
Here's the 5'8 senior, Patrick. Get those back-to-back threes to break away from a 4-4 tie. Bounce down 10-9. And another miss. And if Butler doesn't win this ball game early on, my mom, the English teacher's red pen, would be circling foul shooting. 2 of 7.
Absolutely. You got to knock those free throws down.
One more for Patrick. 5'8 senior, Isaac Fison, way off to the right. And a rebound by Shropshire. When you're hitting the way they're hitting, 25%, you're leaving points off the board. They lead by 1. And now the Lady Flyers hold for the last shot. Wheeler dribbling in the center circle. When will she engage? The answer at about 7 seconds, walking it right of the keyhole, crossing over, driving, hitting the backboard, nothing else. Ball scrambles to the court. We're at the end of the first quarter. Butler 10, Franklin County 9. Glad they're along with us on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Big news for small business. Traditional Bank is now offering Zelle for Business, the fast, easy way to get paid. Money is sent directly to your bank accounts and is typically available in minutes, as easy as 1, 2, Zelle. Visit traditionalbank.com/Zelle Business. Traditional Bank, member FDIC. To send and receive money with a small business, both parties must be enrolled with Zelle directly through their financial institution's online banking or mobile app.
DU.
Arena after the first 8. It's Butler 9, leading 10-9 over Franklin County. Two ties, two lead switches. Franklin County 2-12 from the field. Ole Miss missed all three of their threes, 5-7 from the foul line. Meanwhile, Butler 3-9, 2-3 from three, 2-8 from the foul line, plus one in rebounding, but they made more turnovers. So they shot better, but not from the line. And Franklin County, the second quarter takeout, Wheeler stays in at guard. 9 assists in opening game, but 6 turnovers. Drives in the lane, dribbled it off her own knee, but maintained the dribble. And now they call a carry right in front of the opposing bench. And Wheeler, a turnover, got a little out of control there.
And Coach Thacker talked about taking care of the ball, not having any unforced turnovers.
You notice one thing, the two stars inside, Knight and White, combined for 1 point, no field goals. New player in, and Anaya Haskins at guard. So they can run three different guards to run the show. Here's Z Bradley. Free throw line extended left. Bradley drives the right-hander dribble to the line and then threw it away on a bounce pass. Tried to get it out as she got a double team to Patrick, and it's another turnover. They have now made 5 in the game.
Seems like that Mariah Knight just can't seem to find her rhythm down here on the offensive end. But credit Franklin County with their ball pressure and taking her out of her offense.
And now they bring Ramiah White back in. So it's Mariah Knight and Ramiah White. And they're both on the court down low. Wheeler, foul line to the center, Frazee. She's got it back. Now hand back to Jackson. Shoot the trifecta for the lead. No. Tapping the rebound to herself is the 6'3 senior UK commit in White. Now ball in the hands of Russell. Russell feeds it left to Gobert. Low to White, got position. That'll be two. That was
beautiful. Just automatic, yes. And she was pointing where she wanted the ball entry. Great job by Butler reversing the ball, getting that low post play.
And that is the first field goal by White today. And Butler leads 12-9. Their biggest lead has been 4 in a low-scoring game. Turning the quarter, player 4 in gold had the shot blocked, but picked up by her teammate Frazee, and she'll work out of the paint, guarded by her number mate in white. And Frazee got it off in a double team up to Hogan, and now Leah Hogan looking low. Nobody there to Wheeler. Joey Thacker's team hunting for a shot here. Jackson tried to underhand it. No, instead it was the underhand by Jackson and a foul after they threw it away, and a reach-in foul on Charlie Kennedy. That'll be her second. Remember the foul rules, women's college basketball, girls basketball in the state. No more one-on-ones, 5 fouls at a quarter, and you have the 2 shots. You like that rule?
Actually, I do. I think that it takes the pressure a little bit off the players. I mean, but I do like it.
12-9, Butler. They play offense. Franklin in a zone. Looks like a 2-3 zone. Let's see if they match up man-to-man here. Stay zone, don't they, Coach? Low to White, double team. Put it up over, missed it. Hold it past the back flange, but an offensive kick-out rebound, Russell. Baseline to Haskins. Haskins played soccer, 4 goals for the soccer team. She tried to throw a baseline and threw it away. Too many turnovers for Butler. Their 2 problem areas, 6 turnovers and 2 of 8 from the foul line, but they've held Franklin County to 2 of 14 shooting. And remember what they did in game one, holding Anderson County below 40%.
Yeah, that possession, Butler just rushed their offense. They got a good look from Ramiah White, but she just couldn't finish.
Michaela Alexander comes in. Candace Wheeler's gotten deeper on her bench today than she did in game one. Shropshire runs into a double team, and White had it with a block, but couldn't hold on to it as Knight and White discuss the inability to get after the block a defensive rebound. 2 of 14 shooting for Franklin County, but they're only down 3. Got to feel good when you shoot 14%. You only trail by a possession. 5 minutes, second quarter. Winner will get McCracken County tomorrow morning in the first of 2 semifinals here.
Butler in their man-to-man defense still.
New player in, Alexander, guarding. Out high on the guard line, off to Wheeler. Jackson cuts through the lane after giving it to her. Not much there. Very patient for the Lady Flyers here. Right wing, Kennedy, Logan Kennedy, top of the key to Hogan. Leia Hogan back to Kennedy, top of the key, Shropshire. No reason to rush here. Jackson down three, Franklin County making Butler work here. Game of chess right now. Wheeler for 10, first half. Wheeler, little shove off of the hand, drives through traffic, got loose and too hard. Little helter-skelter there. Defensive rebound by Russell. Up to the driver to the goal who drew the foul, missing Alexander, but she blew to the goal as we pause. Station identification, 10 seconds on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
Two shots for Alexander, the first front of the rim. They're now 2-9 from the foul line. Shropshire, the guilty party with the foul, the 6-1 senior. We stay 12-9, Butler. Not able to cash in at the free line. Again, missed it. And then the rebound tipped off the foot. The official rules of Knight, and it'll go to Franklin County. Nightmare foul shooting, 2 of 10 for Butler, a team that entered 63% with 6 of 8 the other day in a 58-49 win over Anderson County.
And those are the types of things that give coaches gray hair. But Coach Wheeler over here, being positive, cheering her kids on, telling them to keep their head up.
Stay 12-9. This is Jackson feeding out. Now back into the hands of Kennedy through a teammate. Kennedy, top of the foul circle. Hand off to Hogan. Hogan inside, missed it. And a rebound pulled down defensively by Knight. Here come the Butler Bearettes up by three in a low-scoring first half. Feed it low to White. Turns through a double team. And fouled, they say. If it's on Shropshire, it's her second.
I think it's on four. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, got the arm when she turned. Second on Shropshire at 3:20 of the second quarter. Third foul on Franklin County. Butler has not committed one this quarter. Catch and shoot on the inbounds. Barely grazed the rim for Gobert. Missed two threes today after a good second half on Wednesday night. Now Shropshire got to play smart here, and they are going to probably bring at the next break Frazee in. Let's see if it's for Shropshire. Now Kennedy will back it away, stand on the block K of UK here at Rupp Arena, and Joey Thacker wants a timeout. Used to coach football for another school, but now just basketball.
And he's been a fantastic coach for Franklin County. Led his team to many, many state tournaments. Their last trip was in 2022.
They were state runner-up 2017 and 16, both to Mercer County. That's got to hurt back-to-back the same team. Guess who they lost to in 1980 in the title game? Butler.
I was going to guess Butler.
Milk and milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients. Calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, potassium. That's the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Two more games tonight, and we'll be down to the final four here at Rupp Arena. The boys tournament comes up next week. 16 teams beginning Wednesday. Shropshire in the corner. One dribble, picks it up on the deck, needs help, and it's tipped away and a travel. Shropshire could not hold on. Let's go to Carl Nathie's sidelines. Carl?
Thanks, Greg. Megan Chestnut, licensed optician and UK Advanced Eye Care Optical Shop Manager, is with us. And we wanted to talk a little bit about how important, Megan, eyes, obviously, that's how we see the world, but it's important to get checkups, not just for your eyesight, but your overall health. We'll talk about that.
Yes, it definitely is important to always come and get your yearly eye exams. It can catch things early enough. As we get older, especially, it has things like glaucoma, which is, you know, a pressure buildup. If you don't catch that early enough, you could lose vision. Macular degeneration, although it's not reversible, there are treatments that can postpone it and make it better. And all of these things are very important because, like you said, it overall affects your health. If you can't see, then, you know, your
Life is a lot different.
Yes, definitely.
What about the hours and locations that you have, UK Advanced Eye Care?
So we have, the optical shots have three different locations, two of which are in Lexington. We have one in our Shriners location on the fifth floor, and then we have one in our Turflin office, and then we have an office in Manchester, Kentucky.
And for those that don't know, the Shriners Hospital is right there on the UK campus, right next to the main hospital, the Chandler Hospital.
Yes.
Right across the street. Also, in terms of the our appointments, obviously you should call and get an appointment. How can you set up an appointment?
You can just give our office a call. They will let you know. We have a lot of outreach clinics, too, and they'll let you know which one gets closest to you, and they'll get you to their scheduler.
All right, and you can just go to ukhealthcare.com and look up for Advanced Eye Institute.
Perfect.
All right. Megan Chestnut, licensed optician and UK Advanced Eye Care Optical Shop Manager, thank you so much, and continued good luck to you, and we'll see you down the road.
Thank you.
All right, back to you, Greg.
I caught that. Nice little pun there, Carl. Here we go, 2:42 to go. We have had in this tournament a theme, and it's either a testament to defense or struggling offenses, dry spells. Over 10 minutes for Franklin County, and a four-minute dry spell just finished for Butler, and a drive to the goal to make it 14-9, their biggest lead of the day. Out of the timeout, 2:22 to go. 3:33 the first quarter is the last time that Franklin County has scored a point. We're at 2:14 of the fourth. We were 10-9 at the end of the first quarter. Another miss. Bobble back. Miss again. Rebound by White. They are now 0 of their last 9. 2 minutes. Lob in transition. And the layup missed. And will go the other way.
Huge miss by Mariah Knight when she just made a huge shot with a lot of defensive pressure.
And in transition, a charge called under the goal on Hogan. Hogan driving, trying to stop the dry spell of 09 and couldn't get it to done. Get it done. 4 minute dry spell for Butler before the field goal just a little bit ago by Knight, as you said. Her first field goal, third point, 14-9. It was 10-9 at the end of the first period. It's a 4-0 advantage for Butler in a low-scoring defensive battle here in quarter two. We're down to 100 ticks on the clock, 138, 137, and down it goes.
Franklin playing some man-to-man defense.
And a five-second call, caught up, unable to get a pass off. Malia Patrick, turnover. Well, so Butler has played a tremendous defense to hold scoreless Franklin County in this quarter, but they are 2 of 10 from the foul line, and they've committed 7 turnovers. Franklin County has committed 7 turnovers as well.
The free throws are one thing that Butler's going to have to clean up when this game is going deeper and deeper down the stretch.
Franklin County, 2 for 19 from the field. Shropshire drives, misses, but she's fouled. Will try to lift the lid off the goal on the foul there by Knight, her first. Listen throughout the tournament for off the glass shots brought to you by Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. And there it is at 1:17 of quarter two. They get their first point of the quarter and their 10th point of the game to pull within 4. They had not scored since the 3:33 mark. So that is 12 minutes and 16 seconds between points. And Shropshire hits them both to make it a one possession game, 14-11. 12 minutes, 16 seconds, and you're only down 3. And it came from the foul line. Driving in is Bradley to the goal. Shot no. Rebound White. Got it back to the player. Hit a pair of threes in the first quarter. Patrick. She drives baseline and bounces to a teammate. Shove off with the arm. Can't clear him out right in front of an official like Amari Robinson did. She'll get the offensive foul and the turnover to boot.
Great defensive job. Butler just not able to finish. They're getting good looks around the rim, but not able to finish.
Two teams combined from the field are 7 of 33. Butler shooting just below 36%, 10.5% from the field for Franklin County. But they're 7 of 9 from the foul line. That's where they've stayed close Head of the key, Jackson. Jackson fouling. Beautiful. There it is to Shropshire. And it's down to a one-point game.
Great job drawing the defender to her and hitting her teammate down low on the block.
Four for Shropshire. 27 seconds in the first quarter. And the ball passed out high, tipped away. Look at the hustle by both teams. And Butler comes out of there as the two teams hit the deck. And then when the great hustle was made by Bradley, she got it out to Patrick, and her foot was on the sidelines. And Candace Wheeler got both palms down, saying, settle down, settle down.
You're fine, you're fine.
Just continues to tell her teams, 18 seconds, second quarter. A lot of work for both coaches in the locker room at halftime with Chalk Talk. Here we go. Franklin County looking for a lead. Shropshire turns on the baseline, puts it up, misses it. Offensive rebound, but she traveled with it. Lost her footing as it was a great offensive rebound over smaller Butler Barretts, and Frazee couldn't hold her balance.
Yeah, she did a great job, Frazee, battling in there on the boards, but like you said, she just lost her balance.
19 turnovers, 27 points here, and a half-court shot goes off the backboard to the left side. No good by Patrick. At halftime, the Butler Barretts, never behind in this one, are leading by one. And let's go over to Carl Nathan. He'll talk to the Franklin County coach.
All right, we'll have Joey Thacker here in just a moment, the Franklin County head coach. One of the things I want to ask him about is Juliana Frazee and how that right ankle's holding up. She was a game-time decision. Joey, just wanted to ask you about Juliana Frazee. How's that ankle holding up?
I don't know. I mean, she's not doing enough down there in the post. She's staying too high. I don't know if she's trying to avoid contact or what the deal is. But there's a lot of contact going on.
What do you got to do in the second half?
Well, I hope we get to shoot a free throw. That's what I hope.
All right. I think that's a frank response from the Franklin County head coach. Butler 14, Franklin County 13. We're at halftime. We'll continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at StuffRecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. Return, refresh, and refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop. We're going to be joined by the commissioner of the KHSAA in just a moment. But want to tell you that our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the first half is Ramiah White for Butler. She's got 5 rebounds. And did you know that exercise is more effective when paired with a high-protein diet? like beef, which provides the amino acids needed for muscle building and recovery. That message from the Kentucky Beef Council. Julian Tackett has worked for 40 years for the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, 14 years as commissioner. He's kind enough to take a few moments out to join us here at halftime. And this 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 is off to a great start.
Yeah, it really is. Enthusiasm strong. The play has been good. Now, we've had a little bit of a half this time where apparently the lids are on the basket for both teams. But, you know, those kind of things happen when you get this far, and everybody's worked hard. But they're kids. They're nervous. Any competitor gets nervous once in a while. So we're hoping things loosen up. But it's been a really good play.
You, together with your board several years ago, decided that you wanted to have the girls have the same opportunity as the boys to play in Rupp Arena, and that's worked out very well.
Well, it was a personal project, quite frankly, because we had some great venues that hosted us in the past, but we just kept hearing from the kids and from people that participated that how come the boys get to play at Rupp and the girls get to play at a regional university. And it doesn't matter how good the regional university is, you're probably going to hear that. And so we were able to negotiate a deal that with UK and with Rupp Arena and then around UK schedule. And so it's been a really good partnership. The girls tournament has not grown to the level that we want it to. And we're going to keep putting resources and information into trying to make it grow as well.
And for those that are just joining us, this is halftime of the second game on day three of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 here in Rupp Arena. Next week, of course, Wednesday through Saturday, the 20th through the 23rd, we'll have the boys Sweet 16 right here. Our guest is Julian Tackett, commissioner of the Kentucky High School Association. I want to get right to an important area, and that is officiating. What's the progress been, or has it been any progress since we talked a year ago? Because without officials, we can't have the games.
Well, I think it's going pretty well. We've had an increase in numbers, and I'll go ahead and say that khsaaofficials.org, for anybody out there who's prefers to be a keyboard expert but actually now wants to get on the court, they certainly can do. But the numbers are good, but we know from looking at the demographics of our currently registered people, and they're doing a really good job, but they're probably not going to be around a long time. There's people that we've got a big retirement group coming up in the next few years. So we got to continue. It cannot stop. It has to be an everyday effort. Our assigning secretaries, which are the people who assign local groups, do a tremendous job recruiting, and they're actually kind of throwing new people at us as quick as we can get them licensed. We went to a central source for registration, trying to make it easy on them. There's a program called Ref Reps, which will make the younger official able to, or the less experienced official able to, take an online course and get them a little more comfort before they get out there. But it's a great way for former players to stay in touch, and former athletes in any sport can officiate any sport. So it's coming better.
And keep that in mind, folks, any sport, football, basketball, baseball, we need officials in the other sports, track and field, soccer, and so forth. And we're going to continue with the commissioner in just a moment, Commissioner Julian Tackett of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. Halftime score, Butler 14, Franklin County 13. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of COSIR for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping COSIR kids like me.
Will you help a COSIR kid today? Visit COSIR.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass.
Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk. Our guest at halftime, the commissioner of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, Julian Tackett. And the organization never sits still. The KHSAA, you've got plans to add even more new opportunities for our young people in sports.
Well, we do. Our survey following the pandemic revealed that our schools wanted to add some things. And so we added this year an indoor track meet, a female wrestling tournament. Next year we're adding another championship in boys and girls lacrosse, and then boys volleyball coming on, all three of those in the spring. So, you know, we still got the same size staff, 13 people. But and I know people think there's hundreds out there, but we're trying to figure a way to manage it. We're going to announce Monday another position that we're going to be hiring, because we just are going to need it by adding all these championships. So it's challenging, but we all keep the fact that there's more student participation opportunities in mind when we try to face those challenges.
And that even involves the esports. We've talked about that. You are trying to meet the needs, because young people, they're going to do better in school if they're involved in activities.
Well, we have preached for years, and I think it's more than preaching, it's fact, that the number one dropout prevention program, the number one academic achievement program, is to have kids participating, representing their school. It doesn't mean it all has to be traditional sports, baseball, basketball, softball, football. We have esports is our fastest growing opportunity. We've almost doubled schools in the last 2 years. There's the people my generation and older, we scoff at that. Are you kidding? We're playing electronic games competitively. But that's yet another group of kids, and now almost 150 schools that are participating. So it's an opportunity to get all of those kids. And when they put that logo on, they just do better.
Julian Tackett, commissioner of the KHSAA, thank you. Been our guest. Commissioner for 14 years, overall 40 years. He started when he was 8 years old, so he's still a young man. 40 years with the association. Thank you, Julian.
Thanks a lot, Clark.
Halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. 14-13, Butler by one at the half. We'll continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Luke Toy, principal at GRC High School. We want you to know how proud we are to be playing in the Sweet 16. Our teams are no strangers to this big stage, but it's special every time. I want to thank Clark County Public Schools for financing the Cardinal Caravan and bringing our community together in a unique and powerful way. We celebrate our student athletes for this amazing achievement, along with our cheerleaders, pep band members, and student media team who have been to every tournament game supporting our Cards. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-train building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEAMetal.com.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Carl Nathy with Butler head coach Candace Wheeler. Candace, first thing I want to ask you about the first half, right knee injury. It didn't appear to be too severe, but Nyjah Russell is doing okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She'll be fine.
Okay. What do you got to do in the second half to get this offense going?
Yeah, I think we just got to lock in defensively a little bit more. We got to make free throws. We were 2-for-10 from the free throw line. We just got to lock in, I think, a little bit of nerves, but just lock in and make layups.
Good luck.
Thank you.
There she is, Candace Wheeler, head coach of Butler. And Butler has 14, Franklin County 13. Expect a lot more scoring in the second half, just the nature of the way these teams play. They're going to put some points on the board. And now let's go back for the second half with Greg Stottlemyre and Minotaur.
Football score at halftime. Somebody missed a PAT, 14-13 Butler, as you said. And before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. So, both coaches, are they happy with the way they play defense, or are they more concerned with the lack of offensive productivity? Where do you think their focus were in the locker rooms for both teams?
Well, I think it's on the offensive end because both teams are playing decent defense. I know that Coach Wheeler wants her kids to lock in better defensively, but as she said in the halftime, that they've got to make layups and knock down free throws. Where Franklin County, they've done a nice job at the free throw line, but they just haven't knocked any perimeter shots down. So defense, I think, is the key here for both teams, but knocking down shots, obviously, on offense, it will be huge, especially those shots around the basket.
Franklin County, ninth in the state in three-point percentage entering this tournament. 37%, they're 0 for 5 from 3, 3 of 21 in the first half. Second half takeout will belong to the Bearettes. And here, turning the corner, is Knight at the foul line, and she slips as she shoots and misses. They went over 4 minutes without a point, 12 minutes, 16 second drive spell. It began at the 3:33 mark of the first quarter for Franklin County, but then they scored the last 4 points of the quarter to make it 14-13, and they open with their first lead of the day with a lay-in there off the right side, and it is 15-14 Franklin County set play, and they produce right there.
And that was a design play, backdoor cut, good read, good finish.
And it's 15-14 in favor of Franklin County. White giving them the lead back as she twirls after getting the pass on the low block and scoring and drawing the foul on a nice delivery from Malia Patrick. And back out on top by one go the Bearettes. And, yes, a little more scoring here to start the second half.
Kind of like seeing that. Ramiah White, great job that time. Not traveling. Great drop step to the basket.
So after Shropshire scored the point to put them ahead, she just on the other end picks up her third foul at 6:58 of the third quarter. And Butler, with the and one, scores back out on top here.
I think that Butler had a putback.
Yeah.
A rebound by Mariah Knight.
And so that makes it 18-15, as we were talking about the numbers there in Shropshire's foul troubles. Player falls down, two of them inside. White getting up, and a miss straight away by the other player that's inside post, Frazee, and the ball tipped out by Butler. Been a kind of a helter-skelter start to the second half, and Butler, after falling down one, is back up on back-to-back buckets here, 18-15. Big battle inside between Frazee and White. Watch that space. Very similar in size. Here's Frazee playing on that injured ankle. Walked with the basketball. As White just got her hands up. Said, you're not going to get around this border wall.
Well, Coach Thacker's not happy. He feels like his player got fouled. You know, he's come out of his jacket, so look out.
So after the bucket by White, the missed foul shot and the tip-in by Knight, that was a big four-point play, and they both have scored 5 points. And just a field goal to piece in the first half. Loda White in the lane, tried to fan it out. Good defense, but it was tipped away, and they got it back. And then a block on the baseline left after they cleared it left side to Bradley. And going up and blocking it out of bounds, the Lady Flyers. Good defense both ways so far with high hands.
Yeah, Logan Kennedy got up, blocked that shot, did a nice job blocking the shot without fouling, letting that ball leave the hands.
Trigger will come in here off the baseline from Malia Patrick. Didn't start, but she's played well. Into Knight, twisting the lane and puts it up and banks it in. That was a Right Way Auto Glass off the glass shot. Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider.
That was great execution on that out of bounds underneath.
Fell down for the first time by one, and since then a big response, six in a row by Butler. And the Region 6 team leads by 5. And that equals their biggest lead of the game in a low-scoring battle here early in the second half at Rupp Arena in Lexington. Winner will play McCracken County in the semifinals late tomorrow morning. Chuck Barraza the call of that one. Bryce Stottlemyre reporting in now with Mina Todd. Glad you're along here at Rupp Arena. Between the rings, Wheeler. Wheeler had 6 turnovers, 9 assists in game 1. Drives, stops, crossover dribble, leaves her feet, and then had it tipped away as they threw it across to Frazee. Scramble, ball kicks back Jackson. Jackson, 17-footer, no. Frazee rebound. She goes sprawling down. Missed the shot, but she'll go to the line. You got to give the young lady a lot of credit as White fouls, playing on a bad ankle and really battling in there.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, she just battling, willing her team to win, got in there, now got herself to the free throw line.
And hits the foul shot to boot, a 75% foul shooter. Her first point, she averages 9.8, team leading 6.8 rebounds. Lateral sprain in the game first half on Wednesday against North Laurel. Hit them both. Franklin County's been a better foul shooting team today as they pull within 3. And they have gone 8 of 10 from the foul line. Well, Butler is 2 of 11. Franklin County got a 30-second timeout after the two makes to stop the 6-0 run. And it is 20 to 17. This Dawn Harris KHSAA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance. Salutes Henry Clay cheerleading coach Donna Robinson Wilson. In a 35-year career, Robinson Wilson coached Henry Clay to 6 national cheerleading titles and 1 world championship to go with her 10 state titles. Roberts Insurance congratulates Henry Clay's Donna Robinson Wilson, a 2024 inductee into the Dawn Harris KHSAA Hall of Fame. In this half, Franklin County 1 of 3 from the field, 4 of 24 for the game, 17%, 3 of 5 though for Butler, and on the day, 8 of 20, 40%. Butler has the ball, across the timeline, walking dribble is Russell, now drives into the lane, tipped away and stolen by Wheeler. Here comes Wheeler up ahead, 1 on 3, takes it in anyway and had it knocked out of bounds.
What great hustle that time by number 23, Amari Robinson, to get back and prevent that layup.
Robinson had a big block shot when her team was up 3 to seal up the regional win in the final there to get them out of the Bearettes out of Region 6. Inside, good possession. Jackson used the body and get position, missed the shot, and then an offensive rebound foul. And a shove. Let's see who they called it on. And they're going to call the shove on Frazee. Shove the Barrett to get the rebound.
Looks like Knight is still down.
So two fouls so far on Hogan and Shropshire and Kennedy and Taylor for Franklin County. On the other side, two fouls on Knight, 2 on White. As for the second time, a trader has to come out And check a Butler player with 4:39 to go in the third quarter. Butler leading 20-17. Here comes Candace Wheeler out along with her trainer, and they're checking her right ankle this time.
Well, let's hope she's okay.
I could not see the number, but I think it's Knight, isn't it?
It is Knight.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell if she came down on her ankle and rolled her ankle. At first, I thought she was grabbing her knee.
Remember, in the first half, on the other side of the court, Anijah Russell went down, hurt her right knee, but she played on. And again, Frazee, a right ankle injury late in the first quarter, or in the first half, on Wednesday. And their win over North Laurel, lateral sprain. Went and had it x-rayed by the UK sports medicine crew, and doesn't look good. She's been helped off the court by her head coach and the athletics trainer, checking that lower extremity on the right side and very gingerly heading to the bench.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, she is struggling.
Oh, you just hate it for these young ladies. They play so hard throughout all the practice, the summer workouts. You get here on the big stage, and the last thing you want to do is go over there and sit on the bench. And, you know, you had a star player for Henderson County go down in the regional semifinals with a dislocated knee and won't be able to play. Did not have an ACL, but injuries are part of the game.
Yeah, it's always hard.
4:39 in the third. Butler 20, Franklin County 17. One very brief lead for Franklin County. Now Butler comes to forecourt with Patrick. Got it over right side to Bradley. Dropped the ball, turnover, and then coming back, Bradley fouls after the miscue.
Franklin is showing a little 1-2-2 half-court, quarter-court to half-court trap, and it's been bothering Butler. It bothered them there in that second quarter, and it's bothering them here in this third quarter.
That is the 12th turnover on Butler, 10 made by Franklin County. Franklin County has not hit a three today, and they're pretty good at it on the year. Wheeler works her way left of the keyhole. Good shutdown defense. Now into the game defensively, Haskins played in the first half. Wheeler, head of the key. Freshman feeds it through two players to her. Hogan, step back three, still haven't hit a three. Long kicking rebound. Saved in, no. Foot on the sidelines when she batted it back in court. Good hustle there by Haskins, but Franklin County, they were 4 of 11 on threes in the opening round win over North Laurel, and they have not been able to buy one. They're 0 for 7, shooting 15% for the game overall, 4 of 26. But we've said it over and over, only down 3 points.
Butler in a man-to-man still. A lot of ball pressure.
Jackson head of the key. Back over to Wheeler. Looking. The freshman out to Shropshire. Comes right side. Now they reverse it near. Baseline right, Hogan. Hogan dribbles up to the top of the key. Wheeler down the lane. Got loose. Bank and missed the banker. Offensive rebound put back now. No, but Frazee goes down hard and she'll go to the line where she hit two earlier.
You know, Coach Thacker was talking about at halftime how he wasn't happy with the way she wasn't getting in there and bodying. That time she was bodying and working hard, came up with that rebound.
Our thanks to Clark's Pump and Shop for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, refuel. Foul shot good by Frazee. Everything on an offensive rebound put back where she's been fouled, both times hitting the deck hard and coming right back, collecting herself and hitting foul shots. She did it again, and we're down to a one-point game.
The free throws are looming large for both teams. Butler unable to knock them down, Franklin knocking them down, and here we are in the 1-2-2 half-court trap.
And driving to the right side. Haskins goes in after getting it from a teammate, and a rebound by Frazee. Now Wheeler. I want to correct myself. I said that lead briefly for Franklin County was their first. They did have a brief lead back in the first quarter as well, 6-4 before six in a row. Offensive foul inside on Frazee. And that time Joey Thacker looks at his player and says, that's a good call. She bowled over a waiting defender here. Timeout on the court, 2:58 third. Tight one in the quarterfinals. Butler 20, Franklin County 19, here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Daly, 2024 Kentucky Teacher of the Year. If you've ever been in a classroom, you know that educators are difference makers. They teach our kids to dream and to achieve those dreams every day. Now's your chance to make a difference for an educator who's had a positive impact on your life or the life of your kids. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. Nominate your difference maker at KEA.org.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
Carl Nathie with the Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report. We were over by the bench examining Mariah Knight and Butler, the trainer tending to her. She went down a little more than 3 minutes into this second half. Appears to be her right ankle. Well, she took the right shoe off after she tested it, tried to walk on it behind the sidelines. It wasn't going too well, so now they have taped it up. Ace bandage type tape followed by athletic tape on her right ankle and into some of her foot. She's getting the shoe back on. Wait and see. She's going to test it out now and see if she can come back into the ball game. And that's the Clark's Pump and Chop sideline report. Greg?
Franklin County went 12 minutes, 16 seconds between points. Last 3:33 of quarter one and a long way in the second quarter. But now, well over 3 minutes without a point for Butler. They last scored at 6:06. No field goals for Franklin County in the last four and a half. They've done it from the foul line. White outside the lane right. Got it off to Russell. Russell, the starting guard, and Niger Russell. Russell back to White, pulled out, and then goes low. Knifing through and hitting the bottom of the backboard on a beautiful pass to Amari Robinson. She got too far under, missed it. And on the defensive rebound in transition, she comes back and fouls. We've seen that over and over in the game. Either a turnover or a missed shot, and then you come back out of frustration a bit and foul. That happened to Robinson there.
Yeah, that sure did. And she just had a golden opportunity that time and just hit the underneath the backboard.
Chance to get their third lead of the day for the Lady Flyers, despite shooting 15% today. Throw it inside Hogan. Threw it over the backboard. No. Offensive rebound. Turning in the lane, Frazee. And a timeout for Joey Thacker. Frazee has hit the deck over and over. Hanging in there, though.
And she keeps getting back up.
Taking a break. 2:17 in the third. One-point game. Butler here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef. It's what's for winners.
All right, the BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award, giving it to James Webb, one of the many volunteers here at the Sweet 16. Countless hours and countless volunteers help this tournament run smoothly. Congratulations, James Webb, our BSN Sports Heart of the Game winner. Greg?
Good news for Butler. After that right ankle injury, went down hard, limping off. They, as Carl reported, they retaped Mariah Knight, and she has checked back into the lineup.
That's really good news for Butler here.
Now Hogan feeds it to a cutting Shropshire. Deflected away and out of bounds. Great defense by Anijah Russell, who went down with a right knee injury, minor injury in the first half. So we've got injury bangs and bumps and bruises on both sides. Cut inside Shropshire, but covered up by White. So they go out left flat to Newton. Alexandria Newton has come in. So another new player in. She played 6 minutes the other night for Joey Thacker's Lady Flyers. 2 minutes. 10 minutes left in the game. Two in the third. Cutting to the goal. Rolling around and dropping it. That thing took the 360 beyond spin before Leia Hogan put the layup in, her first two. And 21 to 20 in favor of Franklin County, now by one. Inside. Good move. And the bucket at 136 to break a long spell without a point by Knight, right back in the game.
Beautiful high-low that time, White tonight for the two.
They had not scored since 6:06. Back out on top, one Butler. And a pass out of the post, retreated out high, deflected out. Good hands defensively out of the wing by Anijah Russell.
Good sign to see Knight moving around as well as she is after rolling her ankle.
4.5 minutes without a point for Butler before that field goal. After holding the opposition over 12 minutes in the first half without a point. So dry spells both ways. Feet inside Jackson, put it up, no good, but she drew the foul. Well, a lot of shots have been on the rim and fallen off for both teams, but Jackson will get two tosses as the foul is called on Butler's Malia Patrick, her second. Listen throughout the tournament for the Jailbreaker Fast Break, brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good it should be illegal. Foul shooting is going to lift Franklin County here. They have tied it at 22, and one more coming as they have been good from the foul line today. Second one, no good. Defensive rebound, White, off the miss by Jackson, who has four, all of them from the line. 4 of 6 today. 22-22 as the clock reaches 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Patrick, through Gobert, has been on the bench for a long time. Back in, she had the big third quarter the other day when she scored 8 of her 11. High post to Knight, lower to White. Perfection as it rolled in.
And they reversed roles that time. It was a high-low from Knight to White on that possession.
24-22 Butler, 35 seconds. We'll see if Franklin County, with the ball in the hands of Logan Kennedy, changing hand dribble, will hold for the last shot or drive. Drive and pitch. Into the lane goes Hogan. Flip it off the glass. No good. Defensive rebound, but then tipped away for a moment. They got a runner up ahead in White. She'll go in. Lay it up and in.
Wow, that's a great play.
Jailbreaker Fast Break brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good it should be illegal. They throw it away again in transition, but tipped away from behind after the steal by Knight. Coming back the other way. 3-9 at the buzzer. Oh, helter skelter, and we got a game. As Franklin County threw it away and got it back and buried the three at the buzzer. Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow. Put your track shoes on, baby. What a great series of basketball that was.
Go to the fourth after this in the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Local banking is important to me. That's why I choose Traditional Bank. Their experienced staff is there to help with all my banking needs. When I'm opening a new account, depositing my grandmother's birthday cash, or need a replacement debit card on my way out of town, Traditional Bank has me covered. And after hours banking, they've got that too with online banking and the mobile app. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Traditional Bank today. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
We muscle into the fourth quarter with chocolate milk. To learn more about Milk's Balanced Nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. We have had 3 ties, 6 lead switches. Game tied for 2 minutes 54 seconds. Franklin County has only been ahead for 47 seconds. And Butler's been ahead for 20 minutes and 19 seconds, but that three by Hogan just ahead of the buzzer as both teams threw it away, both teams hustling. We've had 13 turnovers, Butler 12, Franklin County. We got a ball game.
And that was a huge three, and now they get the ball back to start this fourth quarter.
Shropshire leads with 8 on the other side, 9 in white. 2 post players, 9 apiece. They tried a backdoor cut off the wing from Wheeler. Could not connect with Hogan. And it's turnover number 13. So the turnovers are even. Even though Franklin County have won points off the opposition's miscues, 12-7. They've hit the foul shots, 12-15, while Butler is 2-11. Off to the last quarter we go with Butler by 1 on the ball. Even to right corner, Bradley. Feed it low. Lean through defense. No good by Knight. Got her own rebound. They've got her tied up. Reaching in with the hands. Jump ball. Go to Butler.
Good battle on the boards by both teams. Butler ends up with it on the jump ball possession.
Franklin County down 1 despite a 19% shooting. Butler's hit 44%, but the foul line has hurt them. High rate Patrick. She'll shoot a 3.
Big.
Her third of the day. No, her first of the day. Yeah, it is her third of the day. Patrick had 2, remember, back in that first quarter.
That was Knight, though, I believe, that knocked that down, the pass from Patrick.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless I'm seeing things.
29-25. Butler back up by 4 here. Yeah, I think you're right. 7 minutes, 13 seconds to go. And you are right, it was Knight on the assist from Patrick. Knight now with 10 points on the day. Inside, knifing to the goal on the inbounds pass. Perfectly played. Taylor caught it, banked it, and scored it. She has 4. 29-27, minute played in the last quarter of regulation. Butler by 2. They've been ahead, but never able to find separation. Deep in the right corner, White. Comes up to Bradley. Z. Bradley, the senior, backs it away. She got it off to Russell. She headed towards the blue paint in the rectangle and a foul.
Not moving your feet. You got to move those feet. Quit reaching.
Wheeler with the foul. Looking down the foul totals. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Franklin County players with 2. And 1 player with 3 for Butler and 3 more with 2. Thrown away on the inbounds. Here comes the drive to the goal and a foul by a Butler Barrett as Kennedy went coast to coast from left to right over after the 14th turnover of the day on Butler.
Great take by Kennedy, drawing the foul to get herself to the free throw line.
And with 2 tosses for the 68% shooter, a chance to tie this game. Here's the first. Within 1, the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk. Now 13-16 today. Franklin County wins this. This is where they've done it. Take care of the charity. She got them both, and we're deadlocked again for the fourth time, along with six leads, which is at 29. 4 points for Kennedy today. Knight leads Butler with 12. Nobody in double figures for a balanced Franklin County attack, tied at 29. Shropshire leads with 8. Left of the keyhole is Russell. A lot of dribbling. She gets bumped as she headed towards the center circle by Alexandria Newton. That's kind of one of those useless fouls right there.
Yeah, I mean, she was hustling, but she's bodying her up the entire time.
Both teams been a little deeper on their bench today than they were in the opening round. Anderson County dispatched by the Bearettes with a great fourth quarter 13-2 run. Here's another deflection out. Came right over by us as the ball was tipped out on a wing pass intended for Bradley by her number mate in white in the gold uniforms. And that was Layla Hogan with the good defense. They're in almost a 1-2-2 full court pressure. Gobert goes inside, tipped away, another turnover. They have now made 15 turnovers today.
Just forcing that inside.
Only had 7 turnovers in the opening round. They've doubled that. But you got to give Franklin County's quick hands and passing lane defense. Turning in the corner, Kennedy to the free throw line, extended right, tipped away from her, got it back, shuffled it off to Shropshire. She'll return it out to Hogan. Hogan drives in through traffic, threw it up, no good. Turns into a pass to a teammate, saved by Newton, and they'll reset.
Body in again.
Tied at 29, and this time on Patrick. So now watch the fouls. 2 fouls on Franklin County. Butler has gotten another one here in this quarter. Butler brings in Michaela Alexander. And right side, Hogan. Feed it down low. Turning shot blocked. Shropshire had it blocked away by Knight. Chance to get the lead as Gobert driving, and she's fouled at the head of the key. She had a head of steam as well.
Yeah, I thought she was a little out of control there. I think she got bailed out by that foul.
And that's the third foul on Shropshire. Stopped the drive. She's not in the act of shooting. Lob it into Alexander. Alexander near the lane, tipped away, got it back to Knight. Round side, Gobert. Gobert drives baseline, flips it up, bare ball. Not a high percentage shot. Falls right into the hands. Defensive rebound, Kennedy. Over right side, Hogan missed the three. Remember, she hit that one at the end of the quarter. Bodies go down. 2 bodies, 1 each. And the rebound to Butler. And now Candace Wheeler. First-year head coach calls a timeout. Take a breath. It's been physical. We're tied at 29. I wouldn't say it's artful.
No.
But it's play at 100% level and battle and battle and battle trying to get to the Final Four. And maybe take a break and take a trip to Moorhead. A trip from Butler High School in Louisville to Moorhead covers 141 miles. If you're visiting from Franklin County, settle in for an 88-mile trip. Let's pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
Franklin County shooting 20%, 7 of 35. Butler, 7 less shots, but they made 5 more, 12 of 28, 43%. But, so where's the difference here? Foul shooting, 2 of 11 for Butler, 14 of 17 for Franklin County. 6 fouls in this quarter so far, in this half, I should say, on Franklin County. And another reach-in as a new player had come in for Franklin County. Kiana Taylor had 4 in the first half. She started the center position today with the injury to Frazee. She picks up the foul. You notice that the officials are trying to maintain control of
Absolutely.
A very physical game, doing a good job. And here's a pass deflected by Wheeler and stolen as it wasn't looped up high over her hands by Knight. And a chance to retake the lead. Shropshire for 3, and they still have not hit one today. Just 1 of them. That was right at the end of the third. They're 1 of 10 from 3. Remember that 3 right at the end by Hogan to make it a tight game. And here's one thrown away in the corner. A looping pass by Russell, way errant of the intended target, Bradley. both teams, as Candace Wheeler has done a couple of times, calm down, settle down. Both teams a little frenetic right now.
They are both playing out of control. They need to just settle down, run their offense, trust the process.
Four ties, six leads, which is knotted at 29. 4.5 to the finish line. Right side, Shropshire. Try it again. Miss it again. Big battle between the two posts. Defensive rebound, Ramiah White. And now the Bearettes looking for another field goal. Both teams in the 2 to 3 minute drought area here. Four turnovers by Butler in the last 2.5 minutes, but White to the post. You got to feed the production, and they do in the post to Ramiah White and Butler by two.
No answer for Ramiah White when she gets the ball in that low post.
White has 9, Knight has 12. They've led them all year. Can they hang on? Down the right of the lane, tough running shot missed. Offensive rebound off the miss by Hogan. And again, after getting a rebound, Frazee is decked. And the foul is called on White.
Both teams just battling hard.
31-29 Butler. 3:48 in the game. Tell you one thing, Mina, we've had tight games to call, haven't we?
We sure have, and that's what I love about March Madness. It's just kids playing hard, dreams coming true.
Taylor comes out, Logan Kennedy to trigger. Shropshire at the head of the key. Foul line screen set by Frazee if they need it. And here's a dangerous throw out to Frazee. Got it back. Right side to the inbounder, Kennedy. Down by 2, 3:40. And this is a really big possession both ways. Kind of dictate where we're headed here. It'll be tied. Or will Butler get the stop and with the lead? Kennedy, player falls down. Shropshire, 3. She's missed 3 in a row. Rebound by White. And then over back, Frazee fouls.
Coach Thacker, he's a little frustrated that they didn't get that call out here at between the circles.
Hogan fell down or was knocked down. I was looking at the point of contact, not there, but down in the post. I didn't see what happened
well,
up top.
I felt like there was enough contact maybe to warrant something, but I do have on stripes today. They're just the wrong color, thank God.
That's good. Here's White through the line. They got to hit foul shots sooner or later. 2 of 11. Nope. 2 of 12.
Sometimes the more you think about free throws, the worse you can get. And then that's kind of what's happening to Butler. She really just needs to take her time right over the front of the rim here.
She's got a good cadence, and she hit it there. 10 for White. They lead by 3. 3:20. Clock moves. Saturday. Are you playing or are you watching? The answer to be written. Here's Wheeler turning to the corner. Wide open. What a play. She just broke the defender and nobody back home defensively to help. Wheeler with her first two of the day.
That was a nice little screen to free her up.
Got a trap at half court. Wheeler made the steal on a pass by Bradley. Then comes back. Bradley tips it away. Pick back up. Hit the bottom of the backboard on the put back by Kennedy. But she's fouled. Bodies have been hit in the court more than a WWE wrestling match here at Rupp Arena here.
Franklin County's 1-2-2 just has caused Butler problems throughout this game.
Butler has made 17 turnovers, but they lead by 1 as we go to break at Rupp Arena on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turflin for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you?
We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel. And scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland Dairy Farmer families.
All right, back on the sideline, Carl Nathy in the sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return refresh refuel in the huddles. Butler head coach Candace Wheeler talking to her team on how to handle Franklin County's changing defenses. That's something Joey Thacker likes to do once in a while. As for Coach Thacker defensively, he says, hey, not just number 33, keep your eyes on number 23, Amara Robinson, and know where number 24, Malia Patrick, is at all times. Back to Greg and Mina.
Biggest lead of the day for Butler, 5 twice. Biggest lead for Franklin County, 2. It's 32-31 Butler now. Franklin County's had 2 big advantages in this game, and here's one of them as they hit a foul shot. They have won the foul shooting point total by 12 now as they tie the game for the 5th time. They've also won points off turnover by 4. What they haven't done is shoot from the field well, 8 of 40. New leader, Comley, Cooley, heart of the goal for Logan Kennedy. And in this second half, she's 4 of 4 from there.
He's done a great job. Like, the free throw line has been huge for Franklin County.
33-32, Franklin County, 7 lead switches, 5 ties, no separation. Feed inside White. She's fouled. She scores. You got to feed where your point production is, and they did it right out of the timeout.
But just like we talked about at the break, Greg, that 1-2-2 half-court press was really bothering, but that time they reversed the ball, hit middle, and went low for a easy bucket and a foul.
And Knight with the assist. Here's White. Foul shot good. She's hit her last 2. She's up to a game-high 15. And after falling down, our 8th lead switch, Butler back up by 2, 2:39. Clock is a factor here late. Top of the key, Jackson turns the corner, down the lane. Banks misses, White got her with a body. Just to the block right, right at the stripe, down the edge of the lane. And that is 4 on White. So if you lose her, you lose your best point producer. 16 in the opening round and 2 tosses for Jackson. I know, make that a Kennedy, and after hitting 4 in a row. No, it is Jackson. They get that long hair on the back of their jersey, and I can't see the numbers.
I know, that's always an issue with the big, long ponytails.
It is Jackson. Missed her first, hit her second. She has her team within 1. Throw over the defense. Here's Alexander. Top left side, Patrick. 2:22 to go. Butler the ball. 35-34 lead. Patrick, who's hit a pair of 3s today. Driving in. Blocked away. Big block. Couldn't see who got it. Here comes Jackson. Jackson, Euro. Contact. Charge.
Great defense. Big, big play there.
Malia Patrick took the horn.
Malia, she never let up on the play. She hustled down, got herself in position. Great defensive play.
4 fouls on Frazee. She's back in. 4 each on Patrick, who just took the charge. It's a bang-bang play. If she doesn't get the charge, she's out of the game.
She's out of the game, and she's done a great job handling the ball and handling the pressure for Butler.
White also 4 fouls. 3 on Bradley on the other side, in addition to the 4 on Frazee. 3 on Taylor, 3 on Shropshire. 2:06 to go. Tick and talk the clock. 35-34 Butler. Cross court pass, Patrick. Patrick backs it away against the zone. Over to Alexander. Back to Patrick. Down low. Knight working. Turns, shoots, misses. Rebound offensively, White grabbed on the arm and powered it up and in anyway.
What a great job on the weak side rebound. And she had a player hanging on her, and she still finished.
17 for White, and she has a double-double as she got a rebound there as well, the 11th. Ramayo White committed to Kentucky. Of course, a coaching change for the Wildcats. We'll see if she sticks with it. She's a senior, 6'3". She's put her team up by 3 to make it a 2-possession game. No. Rebound offensively, kicked long to the high block and pulled down by Knight, and a timeout called by Candace Wheeler. Big rebounds late in the game for the Bearettes.
Knight has really stepped up here in the last 4 minutes of this fourth quarter, even playing on with that sore ankle.
37-34 after the missed foul shot. Boy, the foul shots have been tough. 4 of 15 today from the foul line, 27%. But Butler, with the three-point lead in the ball at 145, is 45.5 from 3. And they've done a good job from three-point range, 3 of 5. Meanwhile, Franklin County, 8 of 40 from the field, 20%, and 1 of 12, 8.3%, for a squad that came into this tournament ninth in the state in three-point shooting. And Morgan & Morgan, their dedication sets them apart by putting in the work 24-7 to serve clients. McCracken County already back at the team hotel with a win earlier today over Bowling Green, and so they will go into the semifinals tomorrow morning at 11 against the winner of this one.
Which is going to be, whichever team comes out of this, that's going to be a great matchup tomorrow morning. Butler needs to be very strong with the ball here. They need to meet all their passes. And if they get fouled and sent to the free throw line, now's the time. Bigger the stage, the more important the free throw.
6 o'clock tonight, Sacred Heart in Bethlehem. And then Cooper and Henderson County to close it out at 8:30. We know McCracken County beat Bowling Green, and that's an 11 o'clock game. Tomorrow's second semifinal at 1:30. State championship game, 7:30 Eastern Daylight Time. Now, they haven't shot the foul shots well. Do you foul here? Do you play defense for turnover? Wheeler went for a steal, couldn't get it. They've got it in the hands of a 66% shooter, Russell. Off to a 42% shooter. This is the person to foul, and they don't. Now driving into the goal, blocked. It's blocked by Frazee, playing on that ankle and gutting it out. And a chance to get within one or tie in a minute 22 to go. Wheeler. Wheeler has been big down the stretch. Wheeler goes to the right side, and she's bumped and fouled by Russell. Minute 14 to go. Don't have to start playing the foul game yet. You got the turnover you want there.
I'm not sure if Butler got the offensive shot that they wanted.
Two shots for Wheeler, 58% shooter on the year. First toss of the day from the 15-foot line, left it way short. Back into the game, Robinson. Out of the game, Alexander. Crowd making noise for the Butler team, hoping that Wheeler doesn't hit this one. Down three. No good. Offensive rebound. Put back up. In and out by Kennedy. Chance after chance. Now they play 5-on-4. Kennedy hits the deck. Off to Patrick. Go inside. White. Missed the layup. Good bat out, but it comes out to a Butler player. Tipped away and stolen. And it's stolen away by Kennedy. Still down by three. 50 seconds to go. Moving inside to Frazee. She goes around the defender who had four fouls. And White just couldn't do anything. She just had to let her go.
Well, she could at least move her feet. You know, and Coach Wheeler's like, what are you doing?
Have a break. 45 seconds to go. Butler within one when we come back on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
37-36 Butler game of 5 ties, 8 leads, which is biggest lead 5. Butler, biggest lead Franklin County 2. Here we go.
Here we go. And what a great job by Franklin County. Got that ball into Frazee. She took it right to the hole. Took it right at Ramiah White, who wasn't going to foul.
17 points White, 12 Knight. They've got 19 of their 37. Nobody in double figures for Franklin County. Shropshire has 8, 6 by Frazee and 6 by Kennedy. Basketball to Butler with a 1-point lead. Both teams have the guaranteed 2 shots with a foul. Oh, she walked in backcourt, hesitated. Thought the player that she wanted to throw it to was not open, and Alexander, with not much pressure on her, makes turnover 19 of the day. Turnovers, missed foul shots if Butler doesn't hold on. 38 and seconds to go.
Not a lot of pressure on her. She just trying to navigate the press.
Trigger will come just up from her head coach for Leah Hogan. Into Wheeler, the freshman. Down one. Clock ticking. 30 seconds to play. Screen set Frazee. Wheeler to the goal. Stripped away off her foot. What a reach-in bat away by Anizer Russell with the clean slap down. Turnover number 15 on Franklin County.
Big play by Russell.
All ball, and it rolled right off the leg of the driver who was going to get loose to the goal to maybe get the lead. Now, how long do you wait till you foul? Try to get the trapper steal first. Trigger in by Patrick. Dangerous lob in. Forecourt to Russell. They got a 2-on-1. Russell will go to White, and White is at it blocked, put it back up, and scored it with 18 seconds to go. 3 points down. They need a 3 to tie. 12 seconds. Forecourt. Here they come. Kennedy's got it. Holding. 8 seconds to play. And a timeout called. The last he has to Joey Thacker.
Lord, I feel like I'm out there on this court.
Well, they did not back it away. They tried to foul White over and over. Did not get a whistle for a foul. You don't usually want your players to be called for foul. I think they did there. White put it in. Boy, she has been big down the stretch. She's up to 19. Now, if you're Candace Wheeler, do you intentionally foul? Because this is a team, again, top 10 in the state in 3-point percentage, but just 1 of 12 today. You got to be careful. You don't want a 4-point play.
Right. And then you've got to make sure that when they go that free throw line that you're blocking out, and you got to still turn around and take care of the ball. But wouldn't be a bad play. But to your comment about them trying to foul Ramiah White, they wanted her to go to the free throw line. They've struggled so much at the free throw line, but she's done a good job around that basket finishing. Big defensive possession here.
8.8 to go. Franklin County the ball. They called the timeout. Down by 3.
39-36. Clark's Pumping Shop sideline report. Carl Athey here. Joey Thacker, Franklin County, trying to dial up a play. Look for a high screen. Somebody coming off of that. And it's going to be in the right corner if it goes as planned, but he's got an alternative. He's still working on it. Back to you, Greg.
Well, Jackson is a 48% shooter on the year coming into the tournament. Hogan, if she's on the court, 36%. Shropshire, 40%. Newton, who is a reserve, 38%. Wheeler, just 17%. Logan Kennedy, 36%. The trigger will come from Hogan. Down 3. Got it into Kennedy. 7 to play. Goes over left side to Hogan. She shoots the deep 3. It's off, and Butler roars its way to the Final 4 in a game where neither team could get separation. Tears on the court, devastation for Franklin County, and Butler, despite 19 turnovers and 11 missed foul shots, in a game of 5 ties and 8 lead switches, advances a team that has won 5 state championships. Didn't get a great shot at the end, did they?
No, they didn't. And Butler probably played their best defensive possession that time. They fought through the screens. They had a hand in her face. what a great game both ways. You hate to see anybody lose at this stage of the game, but hats off to Butler. They did a fantastic job finishing.
Too much of Ramiya White on the boards and in the scorebook down the stretch. 8 of 12 from the field, 19 points, and hustling down to get Ramiya White is Carl Nathan. Carl?
Ramiya, our electrifying player of the game, our Blue Oval electrifying player of the game. You had 19 points, 12 rebounds. This one was not easy.
Yeah, it wasn't easy at all. They was all up on me. I just had to be a dog and push through and have my team win.
They did have a lot of, it was a physical game. There was a lot of contact inside.
Yeah, I know I'm strong. I know she's strong, but I just know I'm stronger.
All right. How does it feel going to the semifinals?
I'm very excited. It's the Final Four. I love my teammates. They did an awesome job, and we deserve this right here.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
There she is, Ramiya White, 19 points, 12 rebounds. And she is our electrifying player of the game presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at blueovalsk.com. Final score, Butler 39, Franklin County 36 here in the quarterfinals. We'll continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
Five ties, eight leads, which is Butler led for 25 minutes, 39 seconds. Franklin County for 57. They only hit 1-3 today. It was by Hogan. She tried to tie it at the buzzer and missed it. Did not hit the rim wide right. And the victory goes to Butler, as they hold Franklin County to 21% shooting, shoot 43% themselves, 16 of 37 compared to 9 of 43. They make 7 more field goals while taking 6 less. And Franklin County, top 10 in the state in three-point shooting, 1 of 13 today, and it was a buzzer beater at the end of the third quarter. Couldn't get another one at the end of the fourth quarter to send it to what would have been our first overtime of the tournament. Boy, Butler survives a shaky foul line effort today. 4 of 15, they made 19 turnovers, got beat in points off turnovers, but just by 2, 16 to 14 today. And Franklin County is going to rue the fact that they did not shoot the ball well. And again, it was White in the post late in the ball game that was the difference. You could see her strength and power, and they had no answer for her, even though Frazee battled and battled and battled despite a bad ankle injury in the previous game, Mina.
Right, and, you know, by the hair of their chinny chin chin, did Butler pull that off? And especially with the poor free throw shooting night, but they did the things down the stretch that they needed to do to get the win. They kept their composure there when things were pretty helter-skelter. That last minute, last 30 seconds, did what they needed to do to pull this one out.
Six different players, five or more points for Franklin County. Nobody in double figures, though. The top scorer, Shropshire, 8, but she's 3 for 10, 0 for 4 in the shooting, along with a 2 of 3 foul shooting day. Hogan, who missed the 3 at the buzzer, 1 of 5 from 3, 2 of 11 from the field, 5 points. Jackson goes 0 for 8 from the field, is 5 for 8 from the foul line for 5. Again, as we said, Hogan with 5, 6 points for Kennedy today, and 6 points for Frazee. On the other side, Knight and White have led them in point production all year. Knight ended with 12, came back for what appeared to be potentially a game-ending injury to provide 12 points, 5 of 10 shooting, 1 of 1 from 3, 1 of 2 from the foul line. She had a double-double with 12 points and 10 rebounds, but White, the story, 8 of 12 from the field, 3 of 7 from the foul line, 19 points, and our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the game is Ramaya White. She had 12 boards and played late in the game with 4 fouls. Did you know beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. So we filled the top half of the Final Four as Butler survives 39-36, and they'll take on McCracken County tomorrow in the semifinals at 11 here in Lexington. We'll have more after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game, you love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811. So you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free, and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know that
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now, we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
You can look at the big plays down the stretch, but go back 12 minutes, 16 seconds between points in the first half for Franklin County, and Butler was able to stave off a 4-point for each team second quarter and ends up winning. And so Candace Wheeler, who was on a national runner-up at the University of Louisville as a player in the NCAA tournament, has a team on the high school ranks. Fourth coach in 4 years for the Lady, for the Bearettes of Butler, has them in the Final Four. Here she is.
Survive in advance. Survive in advance.
Any questions from the media?
Succinct right there. Let's see what they say.
Ramai, you scored your team's last 10 points. Just tell me about the fourth quarter and the groove you got into there.
Yeah, it was very hard going back and forth. The score was very close.
And we were struggling on rebounding and fouling, so I just know I had to step up, get my team together, and just score.
Once you tell Carl Nathy, Mina, she's the dog?
Yeah, she's the dog. She said, I know she's strong, but I'm stronger.
I don't speak that language, but kids do these days. What does that mean? That I'm tough?
I'm tough. I'm, you know, bring it. I'm ready.
I know. You're the old coach over here, and I see you. We got great coaches, but you said they've got to go to the post, and they finally did down the stretch. It was a big part of them staving off a great comeback from Franklin County.
And that was great recognition by Coach Wheeler. She knew, and everything they were running there in that last minute and a half to 2 minutes was to get that ball in the post. They did a lot of nice high-lows between Knight and White, and they were able to capitalize on her size inside, and she just stepped up big when Butler needed her.
31 of 39 by White and Knight for the Butler Bearettes as they beat Franklin County 39 to 36 to go into the semifinals tomorrow against McCracken County. We have two more games coming up tonight, and we're going to put a wrap on this one after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is the home of a nurturing and dynamic learning environment. From the day our students enter our preschool to the day they walk across the stage as proud graduates, we do what it takes to foster leadership and lifelong learning. Clark County Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-train building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA in the Sweet 16 tournaments. Let's thank our teammates on this broadcast, the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16. Mina Todd provided analysis and color. Carl Nathy hosted the broadcast and reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer are executive producers and on-site coordinators. Our thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Greg Stottlemyre, who brought you the play-by-play. Final score, Butler 39, Franklin County 36. So long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.